Hello and welcome. This is Brian from VCarCart.com. Looks like somebody's, looks like the police, something happened. They're running down the street for some reason. I don't know why. They're running. Something going down. Always something going down, but basically. I'm just gonna talk about different things that you may run across as you pursue your artistic journey. One of those things being, I would like to say, well, I'll talk about my experience. So basically, you know, I was driving one day. And I was near, let's see, where was I at? I was driving near an apartment complex that had, I don't know why, but apartment complexes sometimes have bad roads, big old potholes, nobody fixes them. They want that rent though when it's due. Nobody fixes them. Potholes. But anyways, you know, I hit this pothole, I couldn't see it. You know, I damaged the front end of my car. And the reason why I have so much damage is a lot of sensors on the front end of my car. Oh, man. So, I had to, you know, make an adjustment and, not make an adjustment, but I had to take the car into the shop and I should have filed a police report. I didn't think to file a police report or any of that. You know, I was just trying to get my car fixed. And, you know, I had went to the city and they weren't very helpful. I expected them to give me the runaround. They gave me the runaround and all that good stuff. And, you know, no, they sent me a couple of letters basically saying it was my fault that I hit the pothole. But yet, I thought the city was responsible for keeping the roads repaired, keeping the city up. But, you know, this is, you know, it took all of that for them to finally repair the roads and for me to make a fuss about it, you know, for them to actually do their job. And it was a wake-up call, man. It was a huge wake-up call. It was like, let me know, like, sometimes you just gotta... Sometimes you just gotta... deal with the punches when they arrive, because someone's always trying to tear you down, and sometimes it seems like, you know, but it set me back a lot by a lot, by a landslide, and they taught me a lot of lessons, though. The thing about it, I think they had a lot of bills due at the time, and it was just one on top of another, one thing after another, just compounding on my head. You know, I was just frustrated with that. So, I wasn't going to... I wasn't going to put up with the... what happened, so I decided to just continue on. Instead of getting mad or anything, just continue on. Just deal with it. I had supportive people around me to help me. I thank them every day to be able to keep going out here. Definitely not easy. Definitely not easy. Not as easy as I think it should be. You know, I believe life should be very, very easy. I just believe that there's a force that is stopping humanity from truly liberating itself to not have so many worries and problems and anxieties. And that's what Buckminster Fuller's book talked about, Brunch of Giants. Just always talk about this book because it's a powerful book. Never before in history do we have technology that allows us to do so much. yet a lot of it is not being used to progress humanity, to be honest. They guys depend upon a system that's not progressing. And that's exactly how I see it. You know, they got a lot of Teslas, free electricity technology. There's a lot of things that are there that could help humanity, but they're, you know, a lot of times I feel like, not even how I feel, but just the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're being held down. And, you know, it would be good if there was a group of people out there that, you know, worked on progressing humanity and making life easier for everybody. There's no reason why a few people should enjoy a billionaire lifestyle and other people should suffer. And I believe that. So I'm going to watch this Impala over here. Kind of coming up fast behind me. Some of my enemies have Impalas. Watching. Some of the ops. So, we're going to have a good day regardless. We're going to have a good year. Finish out the year strong. So that was one big hurdle I had to overcome. And the hurdle was just making sure I don't fall apart. Because the way I looked at it was, you know, the city that I gave so much to in terms of, you know, driving-wise, in terms of getting citizens around, you know, that wasn't valued. You know, that kind of bothered me. That really bothered me. So what kind of place is this? So that was my attitude. But then I realized, you know what, maybe I could have, I'll go ahead and take the blame for it. Even though I know it's not my fault, I'll take the blame for it. So, it's got to be way more careful. Nobody's perfect, though, so that's the thing. But, yeah, I'm just looking forward to, putting myself in a great position and making things better for not just myself, but those who I care about and people who support me, get back to them. That's all that matters to me right now, just inspiring people. You know, yeah, I drew a lot of hard work when I was little, off and on, but, now I'm back at it again. Definitely not an easy industry, I would say. Let's say art sales haven't been doing that great. And I believe India's NFT market. The NFTs are coming to India's flourishing art market. So India's art market is doing good. NFTs, I keep hearing this NFTs. A lot of people are struggling to find success online, and I guess that's what, you know, one thing I would say, and I've heard artists say something to the effect of, you know, they've tried to sell online, like Instagram, and haven't made not one stinking sale. So, it's kind of aggravating and frustrating. You know, you're trying your best, and you can't make a sale for nothing. Some frustration can kind of set in. So, you have to do everything in your power to keep going, even when things are not working. I was trying to record this podcast earlier, and when I arrived at Walmart, and as soon as I parked, mysteriously the microphone stopped. I was gonna rag on Walmart, but anyway. I don't really like going to Walmart much, but I can avoid it. You know, I fortunately was able to get the last iron from Walmart. And, yeah, that was good. I was happy to get the last iron. Yar. The last iron. The last iron. Yar. Yar. Like Winona from Minnesota. That's one of my characters. Winona. Minnesotians, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. It's just hot right now, so my brain is functioning differently. So, basically, yeah, so basically, like I was saying, a lot of artists, you know, start these, your blogs and your Instagrams and your YouTubes, and it's time intensive, right? Posting all this stuff to YouTube. But, and then one artist said they had a lot of stuff stolen, and then nobody support, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a lot of time and effort that went into all of that. You know, and the lazy bums had a nerve to steal, and then not even buy a $10 poster. You know? This was frustrating for a lot of artists. You know, and I get frustrated too, just trying to do this stuff. And I keep looking, I keep buying down computer programming. You know, this is the Build a bear, the giant gorilla in the room I have to tackle so I can make sure I'm stable financially, you know, which is important. You want to be stable, you want to be able to make sure you can eat the food on the table. I'm not against anybody trying to delete their Instagram account or trying to delete their YouTube or delete their Facebook account, especially when you can't see the results. You know, you want to see results after all your effort over time. Some people tell me it takes a long time. Yeah, well, I've seen people with 24 posts and all these followers. I don't know. I can't really say. I really just can't say what's going on this Instagram. Doing art and stuff, but sometimes it is a challenge. Make sure you check out my new Heath Ledger time lapse, man. I'm with the heat, boy. It's a nice sketch. It's gonna be a classic. Already listed. So. Continue on. We have, before I go on to my next struggle that I went through, I'm going to talk about how, there's a recent India article saying that the recent interest in NFTs in the art market must then come from, as a relief to some within the art industry who are struggling to find success online. The news of an NFT auction where a work by digital artist Beeple sold for $69 million to an Indian origin entrepreneur. Wow, by a major auction house, was widely touted as a breakthrough in digital art, $69 million. Since then, further NFT sales hosted by the biggest global auction houses have continued to see significant demand. Many are already predicting the upending of centuries of old art market, expecting patrons to eschew traditional auction houses instead choose to buy digital art through decentralized marketplaces. Some critics disagree. They argue that NFTs are simply the newest bubble in the industry, characterized by pump and dump cycles of speculation. And so, claiming that many of the digital arts art world's newest patrons seek nothing more than a get-rich-quick scheme, flipping acquired NFT works. So claiming that art world is about to see a reckoning does seem dubious, yet at the same time, arguments that suggest that NFTs are nothing more than a passing fad are equally facile. The fundamental concept and technology behind NFTs hold promise. They are likely to shape the creation of a new art market within the art sector and bring new innovations. So how are NFTs valuable in the art space? Well, NFTs are not a new concept in the blockchain world. They've been around for several years now. So definitely check out that article at coindesk.com. It's an opinion article. Of course, people who are making good money in the regular good old art market are gonna protect the good old regular or traditional art market. But I do like the idea of decentralized marketplaces because maybe something owned by the community, just totally decentralized, because it's a problem when you're trying to make a living as an artist and you're chasing the higher end commissions, you're chasing in the big ticket dollars, and a lot of that space is controlled by a handful of ruling people. So, really elite. And you want to try to make, obviously, every artist wants to make as much as they possibly can, but not every artist gets access to the same social circles that other artists get access to. And so that kind of makes it difficult to have that breakthrough where you're making good money and you are not worried about money. A big thing about artists, the hardest thing why a lot of people quit, and I understand why they quit, is because you need money to operate. You can't just do art and expect to survive. It'd be neat if you could. These days, it's like you gotta have some type of side hustle or primary hustle or something. But another obstacle, that I've faced, and right now, obviously, I've been handing out my business cards, I've been, putting my stuff online. And I have an online web portal at bclarkart.com. And I don't think it's enough time for me to say, oh, it doesn't work. And after a year, I'll probably be able to say, oh, yes, it works, or it doesn't work. But right now, things are not off the ground yet. It's still in development. It takes time. But it's a beautiful thing to be able to see it all come to fruition and see it all come together. I have faced another obstacle on my journey to the into the art world, and one of those other obstacles was I was driving one day and somebody ran into my fender. Turns out the girl was reaching for a vape bottle. And she was reaching for a vape bottle. She didn't, I don't think she had any insurance. Driving around without insurance. And so, I could have filed the small claims, which I went through proceedings with small claims. I thought that my insurance was going to go ahead and recover that deductible. I never did. The $500 I had to pay. And I lost income because I couldn't work where I usually work. The vehicle down. So, these are things that make the life tough, But it's those moments that you realize, it's like, what am I doing to create an opportunity that's not there. What am I doing to create, you know, that extra income that'll be there for me no matter what? And so, you know, that challenge was just getting set back. You know, you have these setbacks and it really doesn't feel good at all. It's like I'll be running into a storm here shortly. Yeah, I got a storm. Storm up ahead. Thought I was gonna have to wash the mirrors, but apparently not. Okay, so where it turned out. You guys always get me at the worst time. I might stop over here. Stop over here. Grab a smoothie. I love my smoothies, especially when I can't see. Oh, this is bad. Really bad. Wow, I went from daytime to nightfall like that. I'm gonna put my lights on. Hold on. I have to pull over. Oh, wow, y'all. Oh, here we go. Here we go now, y'all. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Sorry about that cussing, y'all. I thought I just saw a tree branch or something. It looks really bad, y'all. It looks really bad. Whoa! Out of nowhere. I mean, absolutely out of nowhere. Don't want to run into anybody. I just turned into old mama. Don't know what I'm doing. Trying to figure it out. Oh, boy. I'm at exit 31. Everybody's stopping right here. Gonna pull over. I think I'll pull over. Pull over too. Well, wow. Can't see anything, y'all. Guess I can finish my podcast. Yeah, but anyways, you know, this is just trying to play it safe, playing smart. Some people pushing it through, nothing but respect. Let me see, let me look at my radar real quick, because these weather events, man, they're out of control. My goodness, I didn't bring no jacket. Oh yeah, I got a jacket in the trunk. Wow. I mean, it came out of nowhere. Couldn't see anything for a little bit. Just pulling over, I'm gonna see, So, yeah, like they say, itch happens. Just trying to let it lighten it up a little bit. It's kind of dangerous because you just can't see anything. So, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. People are brave, the ones that keep driving. I'm trying to look for a break in the clouds. I don't see it anywhere. It's just like, it's like gray. It's like a mist. It's like you can't, it's like a foggy rain. Those are the rains I don't play as bad. I'm like, you know what? You guys want to take that on, go ahead. I'd rather play it smart and be dumb and accidentally hit somebody. So I guess I got another live recording of basically what it's like to be out on the road and be you work a driving job, you're out on the road a lot. So you always got to be ready for rainy days out here because you never know what could happen. And at least I got a story to tell, you know. At least I didn't get no accident while I was on this podcast. That's the way I look at it. So we're just kind of waiting over here on the side, trying to play it smart. I'm not gonna wait too long. Daddy gotta bring home the bacon. Wow, look at this. So it's like red on the radar. Boom. So there's another red patch coming to my way. Okay, it's orange right now, so I'm gonna wait for that red patch to. Well, no, I can probably make it there. I guess I can go ahead and go now. Looking at that radar. Okay, now I can see. A couple people get pulled over. Yeah, we're gonna go for it. We're going for it. Okay, yeah, it kind of eased up a little bit. Can't wait forever. Wow. Pretty incredible, y'all. Y'all, lots of fun. Fun in the sun, but there's no sun. Y'all. I think Arnold liked the, I think he liked all of this action Jackson. Yeah, I liked it. It's just me and you, Brian. We got it all day long. The couple days. Y'all, let's get a helicopter. You want a helicopter or a cheeseburger? How about we get both? We have it, we eat it, we all good all day long. We just eat food and fly around all day long. So I'm gonna, thankfully you got Arnold here to keep my, keep me motivated. Like, he's working out. You know, we're out here. See, it's so important to stay in track on this great weather. Your weather radar. I always look at it, ladies and gentlemen. So those are the big two struggles that I had, ladies and gentlemen. I had the guy. He hit my. I hit the pothole, and then I had a lady hit me without insurance. It's pretty nasty. Fortunately, I wasn't hurt real bad. So that's the good thing. So you gotta always take the good thing, good with the bad. You know, life is like a big bully. You know, it kind of keeps trying to bully you around, and that's when you gotta kind of. You got to keep hope alive, bro. Just keep it alive. So, you know, I just try to keep positive thoughts in my head. It's easy to get negative in this world. I'm gonna guess to stop over here. I'm thinking that's probably the best route thing for me to do. We got these batches of storms coming. So, wow, that's pretty crazy. It's like the weather is totally unpredictable these days. It's like Forrest Gump has control over the weather. You never know what you're going to get. And I'm excited for one because, storms is kind of like how life is. You know, it can get kind of scary, you know. I've never been in a tornado before, but I've been close enough, and it's not fun. And first of all, my good thoughts and prayers and good vibes and good energy out to families who lost people in these devastating storms that we've seen over the last 2 decades. It's been nothing short of amazing. But after the storm, you know, you have clarity. Right now, I'm looking up at my looking up at my windshield, it's a lot more cleaner now. It's nice, like I've been through a car wash. Some of, you know, it was interesting because I was going to go get the car washed, and now I'm good. The car's clean. Wow. Like Mother Nature gave me a free car wash. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Okay. We are here. This little destination here. So yeah, you guys are gonna go through things. I think the difference between those that do well and those who don't, in general in life, and those who just, no matter how tough things get, they just stick it out, you know, they just stick to it, just keep going. So easy to give up these days, like how the hell with it? I'm just gonna give up. You know, I'm trying to learn how to play this basketball thing. It's just too hard. I'm gonna give up. Like I told you guys before in my previous podcast, I would throw the ball off the backboard and everything. I just kept going. Eventually became pretty solid. I ain't no joke. You know, do need to be playing basketball again, though, to, you know, stay in shape. My goodness, it's so easy to get out of shape. Busy all the time. Busy. So thing I don't understand is, you know, why do people stalk? You know, like, why not just move on with your life? Why are you stalking me? You know? It's almost like some people have, like, so much power over you at a young age that they just have so much power over you, like, they're just like, they can't believe you're gone. It's like, oh man, I gotta see if I can ruin him in any way possible, or, you know, make him feel bad, or thumbs down one of his videos, like it. So I can get some kind of payback. Like, you pathetic waste of hair. Like, just move on, lady. It's okay. Oh boy. So, basically, my message for the day is just keep going. It gets tough. It gets hard. And like I said, there's times where, you know, you're going to be so overwhelmed, you know, you're not going to even be able to see. You know, just like right now, I had to pull over. It's crazy. But I needed that car wash. So I'm a little frustrated that it had me a little almost stranded, but it's okay. It got me a little car wash. As long as we're not, as long as there's no nothing really bad headed our way here, it doesn't look like it. It's like we're good to go. Storm is right next to us. Okay, well, I'm about to grab a smoothie. Grab a little smoothie. And I will talk to you all later. Just make sure you check out the website, bclarkart.com. I got back-to-school sales going on. Say 20% off the merchandise. Coupon code bclarkart. And you'll have some really cool designs, really cool backpacks and designs. Clothing, things of that nature. And you will be happy with that. Like, you will be happy. You will be happy with these designs because it will set you apart from everyone else wearing the same thing. I mean, these are pieces I put on there. And they're really cool when they make a statement. So check that out when you get the chance. I'm going to be looking for a special lady tonight. Not really. I mean, my heart is always open, but at the same time, I'm focused. Stay tuned.